Trail mixes are our new pandemic-friendly offering for at least the month of June. We're offering two, both in the Thompson Divide. And these are an opportunity for folks to find me posted up alongside the trail in the backcountry and engage in some of our normal advocacy opportunities and educational opportunities without the typical hike series logistics of carpooling and leading some larger groups along the trail together. I'll be hanging out from 10 to 3 at both Marion Gulch on Saturday, June 13th, and Broderick Creek on Saturday, June 27th.
So how does it work?
Just show up. I got this idea from kind of the thru-hiking culture where people will spontaneously show up with like breakfast burritos for people hiking like Appalachian or Pacific Crest Trail. There's kind of like an element of surprise and spontaneity to it. So yeah, I want, you know, folks to find me back there knowing that I'll be back there, but also just normal trail users to come across Wilderness Workshop, having a presence in the backcountry and be pleasantly surprised by our stand there with some fun giveaways and postcards to send to Senator Cory Gardner asking for his support of the CORE Act, which would permanently protect the Thompson Divide from future oil and gas leasing.
What is the status of the Colorado Outdoor Recreation or CORE Act?
The CORE Act has passed the House, and, you know, we're waiting to get it a hearing in the Senate.
What kind of feedback have you been getting? I mean, are the hikes too strenuous? Are they not strenuous enough?
I'm glad you asked that. I think I try to offer a variety of hikes throughout the summer, and some of these hikes are on the shorter, more casual side. For instance, we have a watercolor and mindfulness walk that only goes about a quarter mile before we kind of stop and find a nice spot along the trail to learn about watercoloring. And then there's other more difficult hikes that, you know, get above the 10-mile mark and require more of a time and energy investment, but certainly exhibit some of the most beautiful public lands in the area and places that we're really excited to take people because they're off the beaten path. And I think that's what attracts people about the hike series is that a lot of these trails people know by name, but don't exactly know where they are, how to get there. So I really love introducing people to trails that they've never experienced before.
Do you have a favorite spot?
I do, but I'm not sure I can tell you that.
Why not? Because you don't want a lot of people to go there? Or
one thing that's been new for me this summer has been some of the BLM areas that we're focusing on within the Colorado River Valley Field Office. The BLM is revising their management plan due to some, you know, legal battles that Wilderness Workshop and other conservation organizations have been a part of that require them to consider the impacts of these management plans on the climate. So I've had a chance to explore some new areas, and one of those areas is on the Hogback outside of Rifle. So as far as favorite areas, I'd say right now, the Hogback outside of Rifle has some really wild, sort of unmarked ridge walks that have been really fun. And so, we are offering a Hogback hike in September. So folks can look forward to that once we release the hike series schedule.
Well, Brandon Jones of Wilderness Workshop, thanks very much for leading this great hike series and for talking with me today.
Thank you, Amy.